other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three. Bobby C. Tarpley coming up in the next segment. Then economist historian Richard C. Cook on the economy. Coming up in the fourth hour today, it is the 7th day of October, 2008. You're right, Mike Rivera. I mean, it comes out that Dick Cheney was planning to stage terror attacks by having U.S. Navy SEALs dress up like Iranians and have them basically attack U.S. shipping, U.S. naval larger craft, larger ships in the Strait of Hormuz. And the fact is, that was then leaked from inside the White House and then confirmed. So another issue here is, A, we have friends in government at every level, a lot of which laughed at us at first, but now they see the full horror and understand just how serious this is. A lot of them are scared of prosecution, so they're trying to hedge their bets as well. Some of them aren't good. They're just trying to do the right thing for their selfish reasons. That's A. And then B, I want you to briefly comment on 9/11 Truth. Its victory, we always said going back 7 years ago, plus, was to expose false flag terror, bring it into the nomenclature, the public consciousness, so that people would look at Key Bono, who benefits, and so that they would lose false flag terror as a useful tool of statescraft on the national and geopolitical realm globally. And so it's been a fabulous, I mean, are we going to get convictions, jail time? Who knows? The point is, it's been a huge success and is only growing.
Well, we're never going to get convictions. We're never going to get jail time for the perpetrators. We're never going to get the U.S. government to admit what it did, and it doesn't really matter anyway. Because we know what happened, and I don't need the government to tell me that I'm correct in my conclusions. As you point out, the victory here is that we've educated the American people that these kind of things do go along. There were no torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. The USS Maine was blown up by an onboard coal fire. Hoaxes are used to start wars all the time, and this was just another one. And knowing that, with the ordinary American man in the street, Main Street USA, Joe Sixpack, whatever you want to call him, for him to be aware that the government stages these kind of tricks to start a war means it's far more difficult for the government to actually pull that off. Now, as I said before the break, our problem is that our current government is carrying so many lies throughout its history that it really cannot start being truthful. So it's just trying to follow the policy of if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. And it's no longer in touch with the reality of its environment. And like any life form that gets out of touch with the reality of the changing environment, it's going to go extinct. It's just a question of how and when. We may be seeing the beginnings of the death throes right now. The Soviet Union, the collapse of the Soviet Union, really did mark the end of the Cold War superpower mentality. And it's a little amazing that the U.S. has hung on to that mentality ever since then. Trying to act like it owns and runs the entire world. But I think it's about to collapse, and I'm in agreement with Hugo Chavez that it's probably going to be a good thing for the world at large for the U.S. government to kind of go away. And I know for a fact it's going to be a good thing for the people of the United States, because right now, look at all the tax money you're paying.
We've got to pay for the empire.
Yeah, we're paying for the empire, we're paying for the war machine, we're paying for all the money it's borrowed for the last 100 years.
And the empire always wants to secure its home base, so we're going to live in the slave-like homeland. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's something that your listeners and readers really need to think about. If we were to work and sacrifice and accept 80-90% taxes to try and save the U.S. government from its own folly, what do we get at the end of all that sacrifice? We still get a government that is reading our emails, listening to our phone calls, watching us with TV cameras all the time, refusing to trust us, groping us at the airports. Why should we work hard for somebody who treats us that badly? When the easiest thing is to say, okay, I'm just going to coast for a while and let the U.S. government drive itself off the cliff, and I refuse to follow behind it.
Yeah, there have been empires that actually reward their minions. This one is viciously attacking its minions, the worst possible scenario. WhatReallyHappened.com, Mike Rivera. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, too.
Take care. Great guy. Don't forget InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, and InfoWars.net.
lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, Webster Griffin Tarpley been joining us quite a bit lately as the election heats up into the last month. He talked about how McCain's a dead duck, has no political support. If he was to get elected, it would be more stagnant New World Order. But Barack Obama is getting three times the financial support that McCain is from Wall Street and the CFR Foundation elites. And I didn't just believe Tarpley. I was aware of those numbers, and I've been looking more into them, and it's actually more than three times. And so that's a bad sign. And then, you know, I played this on air 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago to be technical, and listeners couldn't believe it. I played Missouri, St. Louis TV stations, read news articles where the police said there's a law in ethics against lying about Obama, and we will decide what a lie is. If you say he's anti-gun, we will come and arrest you. And, you know, they said all those things. They said, we will come out and deal with you. They said, if you say he's a Muslim, we're coming after you. If you say this or that. And regardless if it's true or not, it's your First Amendment right. If somebody wants to sue you for civil damages, that's the case. But not criminal. And then it popped up in Illinois and Connecticut and Vermont and all over. And then I had callers call me off air and threaten me when I had Tarpley on a week and a half ago, saying, you need to be arrested, Alex. I used to be a fan of you, but you talk bad about Barack Obama. You're trying to help that bastard Bush. You work for him, and you're going to get it too. And then they called on air and told Tarpley, I want to come down there to the studio. And I was like, are you joking? And by the way, one of these people I know, you know, vaguely from events and things, kind of a mainline Republican, was now literally under some type of Machiavellian Beelzebub spell saying he wants to arrest Tarpley. And then now, Jerome Corsi, I interviewed him at the DNC a month ago. He said he was going to Kenya soon. He'd come on after he got back. And he was going to check the birth certificate. He was going to, you know, go see the brother who lives in a shack, you know, that Barack Obama doesn't help. I mean, you know, I have a right to say these things about bin Laden. I don't need to be threatened. And see, this really, I mean, this is real. This is happening to me. This is happening to Dr. Corsi. I don't care what you think about him. They haven't challenged what he claimed in the book. They have only been challenging his credibility or saying he's bad or something he said on a message board 5 years ago. And the point is that they really are in, I mean, they arrested another individual who went to the National Press Club to speak out against him, official speaker, and then Biden's son had him arrested. I mean, this, can you, look, when Bill Clinton was bringing in tyranny, I was against him, but said he was a puppet of the New World Order, of the global crime syndicate, the Anglo-American establishment, a CIA operative, left cover. I went on air. I covered that, how he had, you know, a Cord Meyer as his handler over in London Station. And people said, how dare you right-wing scum filth? And then George Bush came in, and I said, he's destroying the Bill of Rights, Constitution, setting up edicts and martial law and gutting the economy and secret arrest and torture. How dare you, you communist piece of filth? And now I'm saying, hey, what, you know, when McCain calls for using troops on the streets to, quote, fight crime, that's bad. That's fascism. That's tyranny. And I get called a commie. And then I say, man, what Barack Obama's doing, way over and above what McCain's doing, because he has the star appeal. He has the well-meaning drones who are just out of control. It's, we're going to get you, Alex Jones. So Tarpley is right. Webster Tarpley was absolutely right 10 months ago when he started doing this, and he's had two books out now on it, because Obama, and that's why the establishment has said, he will bring people back into trusting government, back into going along with the system, back into the new youth brigades. It's true. Tarpley is right. So, Webster, I want you to break him down, then let's get into the economy.
Thank you very much, Alex. Let me just point to two immediate, or maybe three immediate breaking stories. The first is, as you've said, Jerome Corsi, who is, of course, I would call him a neocon. He, I don't agree with him on many issues, but he's written a very useful biography of Obama called Obama Nation, which tells a significant amount of things that you need to know about Obama. I would say it doesn't go far enough. It doesn't make the case of Obama as a poverty pimp, as a foundation operative, and therefore, in a general sense, a government agent. And the deployment of this Brzezinski, Rockefeller, Soros trilateral group. He doesn't have anything in there about that. He talks about him as a kind of a communist or socialist and or Muslim. And that is a certain level of truth. That's
because
better.
That's part of his left cover. That's like,
sure,
Bin Laden,
right,
as the Muslim extremist, really a CIA asset, Tim Osman. It's the same thing. You see the foundation creature literally taken from high school and put in to build this cred, this street cred.
Right, with the cover story, as you quite properly say. So the question, of course, is we have the Philberg lawsuit in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and in that lawsuit, the Obama campaign has now made two legal steps. The first one was a motion to dismiss the lawsuit. Philberg is asking, we want to see proof that Obama is constitutionally qualified to be the president of the United States. We want to see that he was born inside the U.S. or a territory or a possession, and secondly, that he is still a citizen, that he didn't give up his citizenship at some point. So the first response of the Obama campaign to that is, we want to dismiss it, we want to throw it out. The judge has not granted the motion to dismiss. And
you
now,
would think if he really was a proper U.S. citizen or eligible to run for president, his mother living here 18 years before she had him, yeah, that would be the level he need to clear legally. You would think they want to answer this nagging,
yes,
question.
Absolutely.
But they never answer these nagging questions.
That's exactly the point. Now, the second one is that they say, we want to delay discovery. In other words, the moment where production, where documents have to be produced, or even you know, interviews, depositions have to be taken, they say, we want to delay that. Now, this stinks to high heaven. This, to me, indicates that he is not a citizen, that he is not natural born and or not a citizen. I don't know which one it is, because Philberg's website, as people know, ObamaCrimes.com, has had something approaching 20 million visitors now in about 5 or 6 weeks. So this is a serious public relations problem for Obama. If Obama wants to be president, he must produce the so-called vault copy of his birth certificate showing that he was born in Hawaii, if that's where he was born. And if there's also this question about when his mother, the pro-communist anthropologist, Stanley Ann Dunham, moved to Indonesia with her husband, Lolo Sotero, he may well have lost his citizenship as part of being sort of adopted by Lolo Sotero. So,
I mean, that's what's so incredible. Look at how the foundations, you know, they didn't give us a black guy from the United States with a clear, you know, pedigree as a citizen and nobody care. It's got to have all this. That's meant to stir up the left and right once he gets in. I mean, the name, Barack Obama, you couldn't write a script like this.
Well, this many complicated things feed into that, but I think the basic legal question that really everybody should be able to agree on is the Constitution has to be respected. It's either Constitution or Civil War. I'll take the Constitution any day, and that means the president has got to fulfill those requirements. So let the Obama campaign put this entire issue to rest by coming forward with the detailed or vault, V-A-U-L-T, copy of the original birth certificate of Obama. They refused to do this. Now, related to that is, what was Corsi going to announce in Kenya? He obviously went to Kenya, it seems to me, with
and
the
And by the
idea-
way, last time I checked, he's still in custody. He was supposedly there looking for birth records of Mr. Obama.
Yes, this is it. He's looking for the birth certificate of Obama in Kenya because there's a growing body of evidence that Obama was actually born in Kenya.
And the police go out and grab him in the streets after he already got into the country.
It's outrageous. And it seems to me now, let's see what these people from the American Civil Liberties Union are made of. All the human rights groups, Human Rights Watch, Africa Watch, you know, Amnesty International. Are they going to come forward and say, free Jerome Corsi? There's another guy with him whose name I don't have who's also been arrested. It seems to me that they were probably thrown in jail. There's a good possibility that they were thrown in jail.
No, they're being held. They've been held for at least 20 hours, it looks like.
And I would recommend the following. There's a Kenyan embassy here in Washington. Maybe I just give the phone number. Why don't you call them up and give them a piece of your mind? This is 202-387-6101. 202-387-6101. Call them and say, free Corsi and free his assistant. And this, of course, what regime is this? This is Obama's cousin is doing this. This is Odinga. This is Raila Odinga.
Let me just add this. This isn't about him being black. I made a film, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State. The last third of it, an hour's, is about Arnold Schwarzenegger's dad, the SS captain, running a whole area. His mother, after his dad dies, marries the number two in the SS in Austria. He runs around saying he loves Hitler, wants to be a dictator. So he shouldn't be able to be governor. He shouldn't be able to be president. You know, we're against foreigners, and that's why we have laws against that, because in Europe, we had Austria, of all places, that specialized, you're a historian, you know this, Webster, 200 years ago plus, in trying to send in their people into other areas of Europe to take it over. And so that's why countries have laws. You've got to have a clear pedigree in that country. It goes back with the CIA and FBI wouldn't trust somebody to be high level if you didn't have four or five generations here.
Yes, well, in this case, the Constitution is absolutely categorical that you've got to be born in a state, territory, or possession, and you've got to be a citizen. And I think that's the big question for Obama. The other side of it, of course, is suppose Obama gets into office with this horrible secret, there's another way they can blackmail him. In other words, the banking establishment.
Yeah, he's compromised. Webster, why are they so ready to threaten arrest, order arrest, or to bully? I mean, they are acting like George Bush before George Bush even got in office. You know, they're doing Hitlerian police state things before they even have the power.
Well, this is what I tried to call attention to, these two books, right? Obama, the Postmodern Coup, The Making of a Manchurian Candidate, which you have, I believe, in your bookshop, and Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography, which you may have or which is otherwise at Amazon for people who want to get it there. The question of the fascist mass movement, I think, is central. Under Bush-Cheney, you could expect probably the worst thing that's going to happen to you is a couple of FBI agents come and harass you. And this, of course, is unpleasant, but it's no relation to a fascist mob that comes to burn you out, beat you up, kill you, rape your wife, and so forth. This is the difference between an authoritarian police state and a fascist mass movement.
Well, there's no doubt he's got the posse. Obama has a posse. They're ready to come after anybody that speaks out against him, and that's un-American. Webster Carr, please stay with us.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
All right, Webster, let's finish up with Obama, because the New World Order are really racist. I found that at the top. I mean, look, they're exterminating blacks all over Africa, people worldwide, period, but they particularly hate Africans. Imagine, they may forever destroy the name of black politicians in Western politics, and they've hired so many other monsters in Africa. I mean, could it be that that's the president we'll have with the FEMA camps and the roundups and with vitriolic, you know, that will get the inner city folks behind it, like you said, the left cover. I'm really starting to get horrified that it looks like you're right, Webster.
The difference is when you have a top-down dictatorship, which is simply a police state that becomes more and more oppressive, and this police state would still have a long ways to go until it got as oppressive as a police state dictatorship could be, you reach a point where the police are no longer enough and the army is not reliable, because you've seen so many revolutions, you know, Bolshevik Revolution. A couple of divisions arrive. They're supposed to quell the rebellion in the city, and they go over and support the insurrection or the revolution or whatever it is. Therefore, there's got to be a third element added, and this is what came out of Italy in 1919, which is a fascist mass movement, which is initially composed of left-wing socialists, revolutionary socialists.
And we've now seen the CIA in Eastern Europe doing the very same color revolutions that give them grassroots cover.
They've reduced this to a cookbook, but revolutionary socialists like Mussolini, the creative class, you've got to remember that the most prominent writer in Italy, D'Annunzio, the most prominent painter, Marinetti, the most prominent sculptor, the most prominent architect, all were fascists. So the idea that intellectuals like Obama and so forth, or university students, remember that university
Well, they
students,
even got, Mussolini got the famous U.S. playwright who had won all the big prizes. What was his name? He wrote the first book on the Federal Reserve. Oh, what was his name?
Oh, Ezra Pound. Yes, that's a little bit later. Ezra Pound, the sort of fascist poet, I guess, became he did radio broadcasts for Mussolini. But in the original movement, a lot of people were very excited about this. In particular, university students, university professors, campuses, generally speaking, were hotbeds of fascism and Nazism. So the idea that students like Obama, this is an automatically a good thing. This is not
And by the way, those that don't think there weren't black fascists and even Nazis don't know the history. The Nazis had giant African cores of black Nazis, Asian Nazis.
It had a worldwide appeal, but I think the race issue is really not the main thing. The race issue is a tool, but
but the public is thinking of a black guy, and they're saying it's impossible that he could be a fascist because fascism has falsely a racial connotation because of the Nazi strain.
You've also got to look at fascism. Fascism in the defeated countries of World War I, like Germany, Italy, was one thing. But there's also, as I go through in this book, Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography, there are also two cases that we would like to point to. One is fascism in Britain. There was a group called the British Union of Fascists with Sir Oswald Mosley, and this was a kind of a pro-Hitler, pro-Mussolini group inside Britain. And they were not warlike in any particular way. As a matter of fact, their idea was to keep Britain out of the war while Hitler went after Stalin. They would make sure that Britain did not get involved in the war. So this is maybe a little bit similar to what's going on now. The Brzezinski plan.
And his son is the head of Formula One and just got caught in the big Nazi orgy.
Really? And then you have the other one is that there's a French example, the so-called French Popular Party, Parti Populaire Français. With a leader who was a former communist, and they're also pretty much on this line, let's not get involved in foreign wars. And then you have to ask, what are the main constituents of fascism? Well, these things like the founding of a new man, the overcoming of class struggle, very important. No partisanship, no class struggle, but only national unity. It's exactly what Obama preaches the whole time. Anyway, in my book, I go through about a dozen characteristics of this. One of the interesting characteristics is a hatred of women. If you had to say what is a key characteristic that fascist movements from Salazar in Portugal to Franco and in Spain and Pétain in France all the way out to Codrianu in Romania, what's the one thing they all share? They hate women. And you see this now you've seen it with Hillary Clinton, you've seen it with Palin. There's an extra added animus that comes in. So the idea now is that something new has been added to the mix. The most dangerous candidate is the one who has a fascist movement or a reasonable facsimile thereof. What I mean by that is the Mussolini's March on Rome had a big element of political theater in it. And indeed, the army commander at that time said to the king, look, if I open fire for 5 minutes, I can sweep these people away. That's true. But they needed the appearance of a mass movement so that you can impose austerity and then go to war.
And now we have them with the eugenics carbon taxes being set up in Europe and the U.S., all set up with the fake right wing. People rebuke it, bring in the left.
Yes, that's it.
Stay there. Stay there. We got to break. Webster Tarpley. Riveting, powerful, compelling. We'll talk to you after a quick break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they are secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy is in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine. And I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
They love to throw the power to the right and throw it to the left in the control paradigm. Right now you got Obama about 9 points ahead in most polls. It's a dead heat with Obama maybe one more electoral college point than McCain right now. And I've been watching the media carefully. There's clearly a bias against John McCain. And folks, John McCain's pure evil. I'm not supporting John McCain here. I'm just reporting the facts. And every day, more evidence is piled on. Dr. Corsi arrested, kidnapped, being held by the government, who he got in, and they found him on the streets out trying to, and I talked to him. He said he was going off the record to Kenya to try to get the birth certificate. He said, I'll be going there to prove that, but don't talk about that yet. He said, I'll talk to you after I get back from Kenya in a month and a half, right before the election. I saw him in Denver. You saw the interview we did. He told us that off air. And so I can confirm he was there snooping around for that. And then they went out into the city and grabbed him. The federal police of Kenya, which is not, not normally been a police state, but has a new leader related to Obama, that Obama supported his campaign, who is arresting dissidents. And that's in a separate area. He is definitely internationally aligned with thugs. And folks, we don't discriminate here. That's why we can say a black guy can be just as evil as a white guy, and Barack Obama's got very evil people behind him. Continue, Webster Tarpley.
Concerning this, Odinga, in my view, is a CIA agent. In other words, he's a U.S. puppet. But in order to consolidate power, you have the Luo ethnic group or the Luo tribe, to which Obama and Odinga both belong. They have stipulated this alliance with a group of Islamic fundamentalists, I think also clients of the CIA.
Again, there's that Muslim situation. It just keeps popping up. I mean, he goes to Muslim schools, and I'm not even attacking Muslims here. The point is that where there's smoke, there's fire.
It is obviously a U.S. strategy for the destabilization of the area. The largest ethnic group in Kenya is the Kikuyu ethnic group, and they've dominated the government for most of the time. But now we've just had a kind of color revolution or CIA people power coup led by this guy Odinga, with Obama going over there and campaigning for him to the point where the previous government said, Obama, you're acting as a stooge for the State Department and interfering in our internal affairs, so why don't you get out of here? So it's not white against black. In this case, it's two black Africans.
Well, that's just like the UN engineering the slaughter for oil fields in Rwanda with the Hutus against the Tutsi. Same story.
Right, and in this case, look, Odinga has two children. He has a son named Raul, named after Raul Castro. All right, fine. But then he's got a daughter named Winnie, after Winnie Mandela. And you remember that Winnie Mandela was famous for murdering people. She murdered Steve, or she was part of a group that murdered a very famous activist named Steve Biko, who she regarded as a competitor.
And they put gasoline in a tire, hanging around their head, and then it melts over them.
Yeah, this is So Odinga supports necklacing. So Mr. Necklacing, Burn Baby Burn of Kenya, is now Obama's great friend and ally. And I would urge people, this is a point really to mobilize. Now, Corsi is being held over there. Whatever you think of Corsi, you know, you don't have to embrace all of his politics.
We should support investigative journalists, whether we love them or hate them. Give us, I think we should be calling the U.S. State Department and the media instead of the Kenyan little CIA field office. But, let's give out the Kenyan number.
Great idea. The Kenyan embassy is 202-387-6101, 202-387-6101. You're very right, Alex. It should be that the U.S. State Department is now supposed to step forward and say, U.S. citizens have been seized illegally in this country of Kenya, and we demand that they be freed.
Now let's stop right there, or we should have tourist protest. That's one of the safer countries in Africa, and their main product.
Not anymore. Not since this revolution
started. Well, I was about to say, but let's stop right there. Give that number up. People, hold up a minute. I want to call them live on air. As long as we tell them they're live on air, that's fine. John, write this down. Write down the number. We're going to call them. Folks, hold off from calling so we can get through. John, get the Kenyan number right now from Webster.
I believe this is what I've written down off an email I got. 202-387-6101. I think that's accurate.
Say it again.
202-387-6101.
Hey, John, I want you to dial that live on air where people can hear it. We haven't done this in a while, but you can punch us up on air with the dialing, right? All right, let's as soon as you get it ringing.
Great idea.
Yeah, keep going, Webster.
Anyway, look at this guy. He's got one son named after Raul Castro, and that's fine. That's, that's your cup of tea. But Winnie Mandela, this is a slightly more problematic
This
choice.
Is a vicious terrorist.
Yeah, and a killer. I mean, she was so
Mandela even had to divorce her over this.
Had to dump her because of this stuff. The other thing I would add is Obama, it's not widely known, but in terms of getting that monstrous bailout package passed last Friday,
he bullied Congress.
He was doing conference calls, in particular with the Congressional Black Caucus, which had voted overwhelmingly against it. Even though Obama said he was for it, they voted against it. He was on the phone arm-twisting and cajoling and doing God knows what
else. The New York Times reported he was instrumental in getting the final votes.
And if you look at the evolution of this crisis, Obama was always 1,000% in favor of the bailout. McCain went through this moment of vacillation when he saw that there were 125 or 150.
And you're saying that may lose him the election. He could have done something popular.
Yeah, McCain obviously made the stupidest mistake of his life. He could have voted. McCain could have said, I can't stand this bill because of all the earmarks and pork barrel stuff that's in it, because there's wooden arrows and all sorts of other silly things that have been put into it. He could have had a cover story.
There's IRS secret police in it. There's carbon taxes in it.
Right. So all sorts of good reasons for McCain to say no to it. But obviously, as you say, McCain is a very shaky proposition. I'm not arguing for McCain. What I'm arguing for is divided government. I do not want
a separation of powers, and you get that with a McCain. John, how's it going with the call into the Kenyan embassy? Oh, is it ringing? Well, I mean, let me hear it. Let's hear the ringing on air, and then I'll talk to him. I'll tell him it's Genesis. We're live. Pipe it in, John. So here we go, calling the Kenyan embassy in D.C. You're on air. I bet their phones are busy.
Maybe they've all taken the day off.
Probably over at Langley getting their instructions.
Alex, maybe somebody there can also look them up. You know, go to their webpage. I'm sure they have one.
Yeah, John, you want to find an alternate number? You want to find an alternate number? I'll tell you what, get the...
well, the State Department.
Yeah, what would be the section... what's the name of the section for U.S. citizens abroad in political trouble? What's the name of that desk at the State
Department? I would try the Africa desk of the State Department.
Yeah, the Africa desk, the Africa desk, but specifically...
Africa desk that'll be good enough. Or you know,
yeah, John,
Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs.
John, call information. Get the Africa desk for the U.S. State Department. Let's call them. Thank you, Africa desk.
It's absolutely outrageous, and I would really urge everybody mobilize on this because this is if you can nail Obama on a couple of things like this, because it also leads right into the Phil Berg case. If he's a citizen, why won't he produce a birth certificate? We want to have the rule of law, right? Constitution is better than chaos and civil war. So let's respect the Constitution, and that means we want to see Obama's birth certificate. I would also point out every state can do this. In other words, you can be in any state where Obama's on the ballot. You should go to Phil Berg's website, the ObamaCrimes.com, get a copy of his submission. You can make the requisite changes in that. Give it to the Secretary of State of your state, or if you're a lawyer, get yourself
and
going
pro bono.
And then
contact the media that you've entered it in to get local press.
Right, because there are 50 or more, 51 with the D.C., you know, in District of Columbia. There are at least 51 places where Obama can and should be sued to produce his birth certificate or be thrown off the
ballot.
That'll
be with the Secretary of State's office in each state.
Yeah, depending on most states, it's the Secretary of State, the guy who puts you on the ballot. And if you're a lawyer or if you can get a lawyer, take the Phil Berg case as your starting point. Make some requisite changes in that.
And you're right. They love the fact that Bush wasn't elected, so they can always undermine him that way and then put all the blame. I mean, he's horrible, but he's just a puppet. And then set the precedent for constitutional crises and get half the population or the 20% of the... of the population, roughly 25% that actually voted for him, to then support tyranny. Well, now, if Obama's cheating the Constitution, we can now get 25, 30% of the population to support that tyranny. This is also a seduction of the public to go, and that's how dictators and corrupt systems like to entice the public. I mean, Webster, you're a historian, so you understand the way tyrants seduce the public in a process.
Yes, in the 20th century, this typically was this question of the fascist mass movement. Remember, though, with the Color Revolution cookbook, one of the things that most prominently you see now, one of the key ingredients of a people power coup by the CIA and the intelligence agencies, Orange Revolution in Ukraine, Rose's Revolution in Georgia that produced this tin pot Mussolini Saakashvili, is fake polling, and we are now in the land of fake polling. All the polls are doctored. You mentioned a couple of them. There's a big divergence. Right now we have a Reuters-Zoghbi poll that says Obama's ahead by 3. We have a hotline tracking poll that Obama's ahead by 2. We have a CBS poll that Obama's ahead by 2.4. And then we have tracking polls from Gallup and Rasmussen that say something completely different, that Obama's ahead by 7, 8, or 9. I think we just have to say all of these polls are inherently unreliable and may indeed be responding to the logic of the intelligence community. And the intelligence community, it should be obvious, supports Obama 1,000%. And the reason they want to do that is The question of the facelift for imperialism. Who can go into Europe and say, follow me in my assault on Russia? Obama can do this. McCain has no chance whatever. Who can go into Africa and say, kick out the Chinese and join with us here in the United States? McCain can't do that.
That's
Obama
right. Republicans
has a wonderful...
have beat their war drum. They've been discredited on lies on WMDs and yellow cake and Afghan heroin, opium. So now they need a fresh left cover, as you say.
Yes, and the Hegelian element, most of the time people talk about Hegelian dialectic. I don't think it's really the heart of the matter, but in this case it may well be. Obama is controlled by Zbigniew Brzezinski. And
then McCain's controlled foreign policy by his son.
Right, but in terms of Hegel, let's follow the Hegel track back. Zbigniew Brzezinski was a student and indeed a co-worker of a guy called Carl Friedrich, who comes out of Germany and actually is an element. His professors were elements of a neo-Hegelian school, one of them in particular, Alfred Weber. If you've heard of Max Weber, Max Weber, his brother, Alfred Weber, was a historian, a philosopher of history with this strong Hegelian input. So you can see what Brzezinski is an expert in. Brzezinski basically belongs to a system where for decades and decades and decades you have right-wing reactionary rule, but then every now and then you need this abortive interlude of left-wing rule. Like
to leap forward.
The Carter administration. In other words, you've got to reverse your field from every now and then. In other words, you can't be Johnny One Note and always repeating the same stuff. You can't go into the world today and say, war on terror, bin Laden, Al-Qaeda. This is absolutely discredited. It's a joke. It's a laughing stock. Everybody in Europe hates you. The Africans will turn against you. You're isolated and you're bankrupt. So the genius of Brzezinski is to say,
but now bring them a smiling liberal face.
A left liberal face. Let's give them human rights, humanitarian concerns, and above all, dignity. And dignity means that you get a mini state or a micro state that corresponds exactly to you. I mean, it would also imply the breakup of the United States before too long, because the idea is that whatever your ethnic, religious, and other peculiarities may be, you should have an identity politics mini-state or micro-state that corresponds exactly to those. For example, the Luos. With the Luos, you can destabilize Kenya, Tanzania, the Congo, along with Uganda, and parts of other surrounding countries. You get up to about five countries. If you're going to have a Luo state under Odinga, that essentially carves you five of the African countries, and then you can begin kicking the Chinese out of all of those places and pursue your imperialist agenda. So it does go back to the Hegelianism of Alfred Weber and then this Carl Friedrich and Brzezinski combined to write books about totalitarianism. This is one of the big things.
And then Brzezinski's also a student of the geopolitical school of playing regions off, which is a more modern expression of the British divide and conquer.
Exactly. And the idea there is maybe you don't get involved. And Brzezinski would say, we want to use others. In other words, we want to use
surrogates. Use proxies.
Yeah, proxies. Let's use them as kamikaze puppets. Above all, let's use Iran. Why attack Iran to destroy Iran? Why not get Iran to attack Russia and destroy both? And if you don't believe it, look at what they did with Georgia. If there was ever a hopeless military...
By the way, I wanted you to comment on that. Now NATO and the U.S. has blamed their puppet there, Shalishvili, in Georgia, who they put in. They're saying, okay, he did lie to us. He did lie. He did, he did sneak attack. But they're trying to wash their hands when clearly they were giving the orders and had the drills there 2 weeks before, and the Israelis bragged they had 1,000 advisors.
I think though it may be a little bit more complicated. I suspect that people in the Bush State Department might have told them, don't do it. You're going to get overwhelmed. But I think Brzezinski and Soros, through their own direct channels, back channels, if you like, were telling him, go ahead and do it. Let's get the crisis going.
And they're setting him up. They don't care if he loses, knowing he would, because they want to set the stage
right of
the big bad Russia and try to get Europe to line up against Russia and let new weapon systems be rolled in.
Exactly. And he's the Shah of Iran, if you like. In other words, he was their puppet. They put him in, but he's also expendable. And he's expendable as the leading edge of getting larger puppets, Ukraine, Poland, and then the three Baltics, right? Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia.
But now Ukraine's pulling out. Poland doesn't want to go along. I mean, they know that Russia just wants to do business. They want to have a good economy. So can you comment on that? We now see Eastern Europe and some of these puppet states breaking away from the West, and in Parliament, we see things breaking down.
I think that it proves that Brzezinski's methods, ultimately, desperate as they are, generally don't work.
Because we have blowback with the overall NATO-U.S. system being discredited.
Yes, and Ukraine is a very specific case, right? You have Yushchenko, who's here in the United States now, or was until yesterday. Yushchenko is a straight U.S., British, International Monetary Fund NATO agent. And he's the pro-Western side in Kiev. But, interestingly enough, we have Yulia Tymoshenko, the former gas princess, right? The blonde lady with the braids.
You Princess may have seen Leia. Her.
Pardon me?
Looks like Princess Leia.
Yeah, the snow maiden. Snigurochka, I think they call her. So she is now the neutral or indeed pro-Russian side of Ukraine. So that government is falling, and therefore the puppet regime that Soros and Brzezinski had put up in Ukraine is now in great trouble. So the point is that Putin is the new Cardinal Richelieu. He's infinitely better in terms of geopolitics than any of these amateurs around Brzezinski.
Webster, stay there. Let's look into the future on the economic front.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
Worse. A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Okay, we're dialing the African desk at the State Department in Washington, D.C. John just talked to him, and they said, oh, no, Mr. Corsius is not being held anywhere. He's very happy having a nice vacation. Ma'am? Hello, ma'am? Hello? Hello, this is Alex Jones. Who's there? They hung up. Call back right now on air. I just want to talk to him. Okay, we just called him during the break. They said he's happy, he's not in jail, nothing happened. AP is reporting that he is on house arrest. The Times of London is reporting it. I have the AP here. Carlos Maltutha, senior immigration official in charge of investigators, said Dr. Corsi did not have a work permit. We will still haven't decided what to do with him, he told the Associated Press. So we're calling the embassy, well, the State Department, to ask what the U.S. Embassy is doing about this over in Kenya. John, you got the phone ringing yet? I don't mind hearing the recording. Here we go. This is the GCN Radio Network. Probably have our number in their caller ID. Now the State Department's not answering. John, you said they were answering right away before, right? It's just ridiculous. As soon as they heard me talking, they could tell what it was and hung up, or I could declare myself to them. Yeah, call back again. This is very interesting, isn't it, Webster Tarpley, to call them up and they say, we don't know what you're talking about. We know Dr. Corsi, he's quite happy right now.
Remember that power in Washington is no longer in the hands of Bush Cheney, whatever that was. It's now Condoleezza Rice, Bob Gates, a Brzezinski man. Obama has signaled that Bob Gates will stay on at the Pentagon as a Brzezinski insider.
And by the way, he was at the Bilderberg Group meeting earlier this year in Chantilly. Gates was.
Yeah, he was Brzezinski's office boy.
It's ringing, it's ringing, it's ringing. Hold on. Yeah, Brzezinski's office boy. Here we go. CIA director. This is ridiculous. Hello? John? Are you on air right now with me? Get on air with me.
I'm on air.
John, I want you to use a back line. They've obviously got caller ID.
Okay, I'm going to call off my studio extension.
Yeah, call on a back line. We're going to keep trying this, Webster. We'll hold you over to finish up. What were you saying just now about the minion Gates?
Well, that we have the Principals Committee. It's the Committee of Public Safety. So it's Gates, the Brzezinski veteran. We've got Rice, the pupil of Corbell Albright. And you've got, of course, Paulson, who's running the government, clearly enough, from Goldman Sachs, and Admiral Mullen. That's what runs Washington, not Bush Cheney.
Well, you're right. And now they've taken a Goldman Sachs vice president under the former Goldman Sachs head who's running it all to hand out $700-plus billion.
And remember that Goldman Sachs is the single greatest contributor to Obama, and Goldman Sachs is beating, Obama's beating McCain, I think, 5 or 6 to 1 in the Goldman Sachs bundling category. So it's bundled.
That's right. They've given close to $500,000 to him.
Something like that. So you're going to get a Goldman Sachs dictatorship. Remember that Pelosi is run by Soros. You don't want to have a one-party state. You want divided government and gridlock.
When you have a tyranny, certainly, and not having gridlock and separation of powers always gives you tyranny. Webster, a one-minute break. Come back with 5 minutes. Let you wrap up. Later in the show, I'm going to try to call again. We'll see what happens. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Alex.
Herbal Love Report.